is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
I'm Jim Taylor. No indictments recommended in the Mueller report. That may be the bottom line in the special counsel's probe. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Despite the news there will be no new indictments, Beto O'Rourke did not back off his call to impeach the president.
Those are grounds enough for members of the House to bring up the issue of impeachment.
But Democratic leaders in Congress aren't yet ready to go there.
I'm not going to draw any conclusions until we see not only the whole report, but the underlying findings and documentation.
Democrats said they're prepared to subpoena the report and suggested the special counsel should testify.
Here is George Washington University constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley.
The absence of indictments would seem to me to indicate that they did not find a conspiracy of collusion because they didn't indict anyone for that.
Democrats want to see the whole thing. Presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders.
Nobody, including the President of the United States, is above the law. The American people have a right to know.
Anger in Pittsburgh. A jury finds a white police officer not guilty after firing bullets into the back of an unarmed teenager. The officer had just been sworn in 2 hours before that fatal shooting. 100% gone from Syria. President Trump's ISIS declaration. CBS's Charlie Daggett is there where there is celebration.
It's 5-year reign of terror over more than 10 million people. The mass executions, the utter brutality, finally brought to an end by SDF soldiers with help from American allies.
Preparing now for another killer fire season in California, Governor Gavin Newsom plans to disregard, he says, environmental regulations in favor of making firefighting easier. Malibu Mayor Jefferson Wagner.
If we do a 400-acre prescribed or controlled burn, it makes sense to me. We will have control of it. The animals will be able to get out of the way. That fuel load will be reduced. And then when the big fire comes through, that will be the best break.
There is another victim of last year's Florida high school massacre, Sydney Aiello. She suffered the Parkland school shooting a little over a year ago, but she has struggled since, the 19-year-old taking her own life last weekend. WFOR-TV reporter Carrie Codd.
Aiello was close friends with Parkland shooting victim Meadow Pollack. Aiello's mother told me that Sydney felt survivor's guilt and was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after being on campus the day of the shooting last year. Aiello's mom said Sydney struggled to attend college classes because she was afraid of being in a classroom and was sad, but never asked for help before she killed herself.
This is CBS News.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Push button, get mortgage.
Beep's coming. You know what to do.
Hey, I'm going to just rip this Band-Aid off. We need to break up. You're not good for me. I'm always sweaty and uncomfortable around you, and I'm not getting any benefits from this relationship. You're just a basic memory foam mattress. I deserve better. And before you ask, yes, there is someone else. I've been seeing the Purple mattress online for a while now. Don't blame yourself. How can you compete with a bed that totally supports me, hugs my pressure points, and sleeps so effortlessly cool? Not to mention the 100-night trial and free shipping. Now that's a bed with benefits. It'll make me feel better than you ever could.
Break up with your old mattress and get with Purple today. And right now, get $100 off the purchase of a mattress when you text DELIVER to 84888. Yes, $100 off, but only when you text DELIVER to 84888. That's DELIVER to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. TNC and privacy policy found at purple.com/TNC. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
If you are near America's northern border tonight, you might be able to catch the northern lights.
A giant cloud of charged particles from the sun's corona is making its way to Earth, and parts of the U.S. could get a chance to see the light show. Physicist at the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center, Terry Onsager, says darkness and clear skies are key.
If you can be in a dark area with a good view of the sky to the north of you, away from city lights.
Onsager says track it so you can figure out whether you'll get a shot.
Monitor our website during the day, and from there they'll be able to see when it has arrived and look at our forecasts for an indication of how long it might last.
Gloria Chapa, CBS News.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels briefly appearing at the Illinois Capitol to protest that state's tax on strip clubs, nicknamed the poll tax, surcharge on new dancing venues that serve alcohol, funding shelters for women who've been abused. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Now, from the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news, this is AM 760.
Fear and loathing. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. The San Diego courtroom was packed yesterday with emotional victims and other people opposed to letting 56-year-old sexually violent predator Alan Earl Jones live in Hukumba Hot Springs in a property staffed by sheriff's deputies. The Surfrider Foundation has released its annual report, which says sewage runoff from the Tijuana River closed the Imperial Beach shoreline for roughly half the year each year from 2015 to 2017. And San Diego Harbor Police are hosting a Coffee with a Cop get-together in 1 hour at the Shelter Island Boat Launch Facility. This report is sponsored by the Bob Baker Auto Group. You know the Bob Baker Auto Group sells 9 premium brands of new vehicles, but did you know that Bob also has one of the best selections of pre-owned vehicles around? See them all today at bobbaker.com. Cloudy and 54 degrees at Lindbergh Field in Colorado nipped the Padres 6-5 in Cactus League play yesterday. The Pods host the Angels of Anaheim coming up at 1:10 p.m. this afternoon. I'm Eric Roy, AM 760 KFMB Talk and Breaking News.
AM 760 KFMB presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Dan Mulgrew. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, and West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission. And now part of the West Automotive Group as of April 1st, 2019. West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, previously known as Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission on Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall. A STAR certified smog test and repair center. Call Brian and Dan right now. 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Dan Mulgrew.
Good morning, Brian. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing awesome this morning. How about you?
Good. Hey, I found my way back.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And we have a surprise for you guys this morning. We've invited a couple young ladies that know a ton of stuff about racing and going to hang out with us, hopefully, here and there. Holly Henry. Welcome, Holly. Let's see if they have you on here. Now he has you on. Now, there you go. They're a long way away from the mic right now.
Just remember, it's live radio. It's all no big deal.
Hi, everyone. It's Holly Henry. Thanks for having me, guys.
And Cameron Holloway. Good morning, Cameron. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good.
Thanks for joining us here today,
yeah,
both of you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
More than happy to. So, why don't you, let's start with you, Holly, because these girls know probably way more about racing than I'll ever know. It's not really my thing, but we all live kind of in the automotive car world. So a lot of things that we talk about are relative. What kind of racing are you involved in once again?
We do IMCA modifieds, dirt track.
Okay.
So we've been running those for a few years and it's awesome. It's huge in the Midwest. It's, you know, they've got 40,000 fans out there easy. There's tracks everywhere. There are a lot of tracks here in California and Arizona, so I take it on the task of helping getting those tracks marketed and out there so
nice.
That people know, you
absolutely.
Know, because it's a blast. It's so much fun.
And we have a local track here, Barona, right, that runs the same cars too,
yes,
right?
Yes, Barona Speedway. Their opening night's going to be, I believe, April 6th. They have an open practice today that starts at 12, so all the cars are finally getting back out there and seeing what the tracks got to offer this year, so it's going to be fun.
And I will tell you something. When my son was younger, we used to go up and see some fun racing to watch. Dirt track, if you've never seen dirt track racing before, really cool, fun stuff to watch. There's always something going on. It's quick. No matter where you sit, you can see the whole track
yeah.
pretty much and all the action going on. It's a lot of fun.
And it's dirt. It's the reason it's so attractive is because it's dirt, so it's always changing. Mm-hmm. You've got weather. The way they prep the track, which cars are actually running that night will affect how the track lays in. So you can run the same track probably 50 times and you'll never have the same experience. So it's awesome.
And these guys go at it.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we rip.
Exciting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bumping going on.
My my husband runs the IMC Modifieds. We won at Kokopa out in Yuma, Arizona. It's actually Summerton, but Yuma. And we won last weekend. And we won a championship last year at Barona, but we've been working on a win at Kokopa for almost 4 years.
Wow.
So we finally won this past weekend. It's a larger track, longer straightaways, tighter paperclip turns. And that track, it's awesome. There's a casino right there across the street. There's camping. So it's a huge,
nice.
It's a family experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they're running a 2-day show April 5th and 6th. So there's going to be late models there. Now, late models, if anybody that's listening is into dirt track racing, we've been trying to get late models in our area for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So it's super exciting. They're going to be there for the first time April 5th and 6th.
So in the racing you're doing, there's different divisions then. Mm-hmm. So how many different divisions are there?
There's a bunch.
Okay.
But normally you'll have your IMC Modifieds, which is usually the premier class. When we get late models in, we'll kind of see where they're going to fall. Mm-hmm. You have Northern Sport Mods, which is it's a little bit different than the traditional IMC mod. It's got a different suspension setup on mm-hmm. it. And then you've got dwarf cars. They're super fun. They're little and they're
something for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. They're basically a sprint car without the wing on it. They're a little, you know, tiny car and it goes fast as all get out. We also have your bombers, your hobby stocks, your street stocks. So a lot of fun. Those guys really, really go at it. And then we also have juniors racing. So if anyone's interested in getting into racing but doesn't really want to start themselves, or it's, you know, the big car.
Doesn't have a big check to write.
Yeah, or a big trailer.
I love old school, all that stuff.
Yeah, or a big trailer, because there's a lot of equipment involved when you have got a big car. Yeah. The junior classes are phenomenal.
Right. Good place to start.
Yep, and they race juniors at Kokopa and Barona.
Good deal. Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
I'm more than happy to. Look forward to hoping having you guys more. Cameron.
Yeah.
Hi. So I kind of relate to you a bit because not only are you in racing, but you guys are in the transmission business too for race vehicles, which obviously I've been in the transmission business forever, you know, along with auto repair. So tell us a little bit about Fortinet, right?
Fortin Racing. Yeah. So my goddad is Doug Fortin Sr.
Okay.
My dad used to co-drive with him back in the Bajas and things like that. So I'm an off-road racing rat. I've been, you know, down the Baja at all those races, and now just, you know, the last 10 years, Lucas Oil Series.
Very cool. Very fun stuff. And another thing that the track is always changing.
Yep.
It's never the same.
Yeah, it really is.
No kidding. Yeah. And you guys custom build race transmissions, right?
We design, build, and manufacture.
And what? Tell them about that transmission we were talking about before. We were all laughing because check out the price of this transmission. And I made a comment. I said, wow, you know, sometimes folks find it, you know, a $3,500 transmission for their vehicle is really expensive. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, tell them what the cost of this transmission is.
We're at about $45,000 plus.
$45,000, folks.
So you got a trophy truck transmission. Trophy, yeah.
Well, let's be honest. What does a trophy truck cost?
It's all relative, right?
Okay.
Absolutely.
So these guys spend big money, obviously.
Yes.
For
it's
a reason.
A beast.
They want to run. Yeah. I mean, they want to win. That's what we do, right? So we're talking trucks that run everything from the Baja 1000 to
So we just built and manufactured it. Douglas Fortin, he spent the last year and a half designing this thing. I mean, it started on a piece of paper. You should see the scratch piece of paper. It's brilliant. He brought it to our engineer. His mind just works like a machine. And he brought it to our engineer. And together they pieced apart this beautiful, beautiful transmission. I mean, we call it the FRS T5 4.0 CDS all
nice.
Billet.
The
it's
number,
beautiful.
The name sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I just want one because of the name.
Yeah.
Look what I got.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And you know, that's important statement made there when it comes to designing and building something like this. First, it starts with the user guide that's like, mm-hmm. hey, this is what we need.
Yeah.
This is what I need. And then it goes to somebody that's an engineer that they work with that goes, oh, we can do this, we can do that, and this, you know. So, and then you end up with some great product.
Yeah, but Douglas is really great at that. He's got, he has an engineer's mind. He was an engineer before. He's raced class one cars and dirt cars. And he won the 1000, I mean, in his early 20s. So
very nice.
He's been around for a long time. Obviously, his dad started the company in the garage. And he kind of brought his engineering mind into the business part of it. And whatever he thinks up, I mean, he can create. And he has a machine shop within the shop. So he comes up with something and we can build it ourselves. I mean, down to ordering the metal, every process. I mean, he can build it. We can do custom anything.
Nice. And you guys, before we go any further here, I don't want folks, you can also call in this morning if you have any questions or if any questions automotive related, as always, anything. I want to get this out here. 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. Don't have to deal with racing. As always, me and Dan will take all your questions. But if you have a racing question, seriously,
I'd love to learn a thing or two this morning.
So, anything automotive related. No, what I was going to say also is you guys build stuff for Can-Am's also,
we
right?
We do. Okay. We just recently came out. We just sent out the press release.
So you don't got to drop 50 grand.
You don't have to. I didn't mean to scare everybody. We had that. Literally, that was just our recent pride and joy that was just created. We have 4 speeds, 5 speeds, regular transmissions that anybody can purchase and use in their sand
for
car.
For off-road stuff.
Yeah, we service transmissions as well. So obviously we service Fortin transmissions.
And you guys basically, I mean, you work with racing transmissions. That's what,
yes.
Or off-road transmissions. Yes. It's specialty stuff like that.
We work with our transmissions.
Yeah, don't pull up in your Impala at their place. You come to me and Dan for that stuff, okay? But these guys, if you have a sand car, you have a transmission issue, you have, you know, these kind of vehicles, these guys do these. And boy, great work. Good stuff. Yeah. I've heard a lot about you guys.
So, yeah, great. Thank you.
So they have also other things, obviously.
Yeah, we just, Douglas just created, he saw the need in Can-Am's for just a stronger rear hub.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, again, took his pen to paper and, you know, within 6 months, we've got really strong, beautiful, larger CVs.
Beefy.
Uh-huh, yeah. Really big. They're beautiful.
Ones you can take out and abuse and won't break like.
Yeah, we just had them on a car at the Mint 400 and we got third.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a family friend who drives in the Can-Am's, Austin Weiland, and he ran them and they got third place and.
Very cool.
Yeah, they're doing great. We just did the press release.
His hub stayed together then.
Yeah, they did.
There's always something that'll break on the car, but it's great.
No, they're really strong. Design.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very cool.
You can feel the difference right when you get in the car.
I'm sure. So anyway, I appreciate you both joining us this morning. Hopefully I don't know, Dan, you're East County folk too. These girls are East County folk.
East County folk.
So, well,
born
you know what?
There's
no wrong. No, there's a ton of off-road. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And desert racing people and desert people. And I mean, there's a lot that... for some reason, we just have these areas in San Diego that different folk kind of
gather together.
That's where it is, you know? So, yeah.
You need the space to store all your toys.
You do, that's part of it.
So, you just wherever you can stuff all your stuff?
That's right.
Where you
want sometimes. It's
good stuff. Very true. Yeah.
My neighbor just sold, and now he's moving to Lakeside because the toy hall.
I need acreage. Yeah.
You got to put all your toys somewhere, right?
Exactly. The neighbors get a little disgruntled when it's all up and down the street. But
My driveway might be straight up in the air, but I can park a ton of stuff on it, and that's all
that. Again, you know, when it's desert season in the East County, you drive down every street. Yep. All the toy haulers are out, plugged in. People are ready.
Yep, they're going.
Yeah. The homeowners association don't get upset.
There's tarps for that. They might tell you to cover the wheels on your home, though.
All good. Yeah. All good stuff, without question. Anyway, so these ladies do have a lot of great information on that, and they were referred to me, and I'm glad that you could join us this morning, and hopefully we'll do this more for sure. This morning, we're also talking about belts on your vehicle and how important they are, since the first half hour, everybody's still sleeping and not calling in. But as usual, right, Dan? What happens after the half hour, Dan?
They give you about 10 minutes to answer 30 calls.
Yeah. all you people on your second cup of coffee right now, getting ready to make a call. But you can give us a call here, 1-800-760-KFMB. It's 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. We're going to continue on here and talk about a couple different things. But show this morning's about belts, right, Dan?
Automotive belts.
How important are belts, Dan?
Very important. We've got to have them.
Do you need them?
I do, yes. Everybody needs them.
Yeah. Even need them on race cars.
Just like the race world, the young ladies are talking about how stuff evolves. And belts have done the same thing. A lot in the world we live in, Brian, leaps and bounds and changes. Yeah.
Belts are amazing.
Yeah.
For sure. So what's the new kind of belt that we have, Dan?
Oh, we got the multi-groove serpentine belts, heavy-duty belts for them.
What is the name of that belt that the first time a customer tried to change it himself brought it in those stretch belts? What's the name of that?
Stretch to fit belts?
Yeah, stretch to fit. If you don't have the tool, you're not getting them on the car.
There's a lot
of cussing and things being thrown about.
I always thought that was an odd design.
That was a weird design. Yeah,
the razors are actually that way, too. Yeah.
Are they that way, too?
It's a belt-driven engine.
If
you don't have that little tool, you're sitting in the sand for a very long time.
Waiting for the next guy to stop.
Whoever designed that wasn't thinking about the guy that has to put it on himself, huh?
No, not at all.
Yep.
Well, what's real nice in the desert world, it's only going to cost you a beer to borrow that tool for a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody's on their way having fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the first time a customer tried to replace one of those, because they put them on cars for a while.
AC belts were big ones.
Yeah,
AC belts. And V-belts too,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And man, I tell you, they'd like, some people do stuff themselves. They'd come in and they'd be like, I don't know what's that. Auto parts store says this is the belt that fits on here, and it doesn't fit on here. Yeah, you're never going to get that belt.
Took it to the next level and started undoing the air conditioning compressor to see if he could adjust everything.
Oh, gosh.
We've got a service guy in our shop, and he always grumbles sometimes about how, this engineer didn't think about me having to put this together.
Get inside a motorhome a couple of times, and you're like, really? Were elves working on this? Like,
yeah.
We've often said nice words about engineers. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's take a heater core and design a car around
it. Looks beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, late model Ford trucks, you going to work on them? The diesels, the 6.7s, 6.4s.
Got to pull the cabs.
You pull the cabs up off of them. So then you're kind of like working on a test stand after that.
Yeah.
Makes life easy. But somebody asked me, why would they design a car that the cab has to come off of? I don't know. I don't know why they design anything that they do. Some of this stuff's extremely difficult to work on without question. And if you don't have the tools or knowledge, it becomes even more extremely difficult, and you end up breaking things.
Yeah, yeah, as we've always talked, Brian, you can do a lot of damage trying to do it yourself.
You know how often we look at things and we go, who did this?
Right.
Wow.
We've talked about, Brian, like changing a battery. It seems like a simple project. Now, some of the European cars, you change a battery wrong, and $15,000.
It just got really expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Computers, modules.
What is that? Yeah. What is that we say? Letting the smoke out of the box?
Yeah.
Yep.
My favorite one is batteries when it come in and they say, I don't understand. Battery's bad, wouldn't start. Put a battery in, car wouldn't start. And you go out and you look at it and it's got the plastic red and black caps and they've pounded the terminals over it.
Oh,
so you've insulated the battery from the terminals now. Yeah, see, those are protective.
Yikes.
You got to take them off to put the cables on. Yeah. So, fun stuff, though.
Wow.
For sure. But that's why we're here, right, Dan?
That's absolutely right.
We're guaranteed to put your battery in, right?
Exactly. And please, people, one thing that we always talk about, if your belt is making noise, it's making noise for a reason. Don't get out the belt dressing and start saturating everything.
Belt dressing, soap, anything oil. Yeah. People put soap on belts used to back in the old days.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Well, we had V-belts when they got down the pulleys too far, so the side soap, they'd
squeak.
Yeah,
so you put some soap on them.
Grandpa got out there.
A bar of soap.
Yeah. I've
never heard that.
Don't do it.
No,
it's a bad
mental
idea.
Note. Got
mental
it.
Note.
They do have it in a can, and trust me, people, when they get that stuff on there, it's you just cost me an extra couple hours of actually taking some
aerosol cleaners. Now we got to clean this stuff.
Yeah,
off.
Break clean, get the, right. Oh, geez.
Yep, you put another belt over the grooves and all that stuff's in there. It just comes back the next day at a vengeance with squeaking. So,
Yeah, doesn't work well.
Yeah.
It's a temporary fix. But have you ever replaced a belt with a pair of pantyhose, Dan?
I've done that once.
Have you?
That's old
69
school.
69 pounds. Just all you needed was enough to turn the alternator and the fan.
Talk about being broke down in the desert and got to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. So keep that alternator charging, right?
Just enough to keep things turning.
Keep the water pump turning.
Yep.
How fast can you drive with a pantyhose fan belt?
Until it comes off again.
Oh, yeah, you're limping along 30, 40 miles.
Okay, yeah.
Try not to high rev the motor.
We're
talking about all the bad habits.
State of emergency.
State of emergency. Don't try that with a serpentine belt. It's not going to work out so well.
No.
And the interesting thing is when you look over your girlfriend and say, I need your pantyhose. This is a weird moment.
Yes.
Depends on how long she's been your girlfriend, I presume, Dan.
That's true.
All good. All good. Yeah. All right. So this morning we're talking about belts and some fun things about belts. Belts should be inspected on your vehicle regularly. On older vehicles, like we were discussing, there was V-belts. We don't have V-belts anymore. I don't know of anything that runs a V-belt anymore as far as car-wise. Any V-belts on any off-road stuff these days? Probably not. Everything's gone to serpentine now, pretty much. Even
I'm sure there might be a few on some really old sand cars.
Yeah, I'm sure I could find a bomber or two in the pits.
Yeah, Volkswagens used to love those because you had to shim the pulley to get the belt tight enough.
You didn't know what you're
doing. Who designed this?
Well, for that, if they still have one, I hope that it doesn't break on them anytime soon. I don't know if they're going to find anyone to service.
They're going to be on eBay for
quite a
while. Yeah. Tracking that thing
down. Got a few guys with some really old sand cars. And,
I'm sure.
And some of the parts, it's really hard for them to get their hands on anymore. So they'll buy like four or five at a time from someone in Europe just because they're like, they can't find it.
Yeah.
Someday it might be time for an upgrade.
Yeah, right.
Good stuff. And so every accessory on the front of the motor, when we're talking about belts, typically alternator belts, power steering, AC on your car, water pump, a lot of these things are often run by serpentine belts these days. Some things are run by a timing belt. But it seems like we're getting away from timing belt cars. Back to chains. We don't have near as many timing belt cars. We do talk about timing belts, and those belts need to be replaced also. People tend to forget about serpentine belts these days because they seem to last a lot longer.
Oh, yeah.
But they do wear, and there's way to check them. We check them, you know, how much wear has come off the inside on the ribs of the belt.
To actually measure the depth.
Exactly. Right? And when the depth gets too much, there's been rubber coming off the belt. That cause the belt wears, and then they don't grab as well,
right.
And they can start to make noise, etc. The backsides of them can start to come apart and crack. There's all kinds of damage that can happen to belts, and a lot of it happens getting contamination in it, like sand. So off-road vehicles that run serpentine belts and things like that, they get damaged a lot quicker because they're always throwing sand and things like up the gravel up and pitting the belt and tearing it apart.
Yeah, definitely.
And when you run sand through anything rubber, it doesn't work out so well. So it's just one of those things that happens for sure. All these different belts, like you said, have issues coming on. So what we're talking about this morning is belts and kind of things. What should you look for in a belt to know if it's bad, which Dan was talking about. You actually measure the depth of it, et cetera, see how much rubber's coming
on. We used to just look like so much cracking per square inch on the belt, but that's kind of old school now.
Yep.
Yeah.
About how many miles is it? Is 100,000?
Holly and I were talking about this earlier.
I've seen it.
Yeah. I've seen them go that far, but usually 60,000 to 5 years, somewhere in there, kind of. A belt's pretty worn by that time, usually.
And if not so much the belt, a lot of times we'll see a tensioner that's starting to get compromised.
Yeah.
Correct.
When the tensioner's compromised, now we've got a belt that's not gripping like it should, so it coincides with...
And it wears them out quicker.
Wears them out.
And will they slip?
Yes, they can. And they can start to make noise, especially now because it's one belt and all these things are loaded running on that one single belt.
Yeah.
So if you start to get one that has too much play in it and the tensioner's not tensioning it properly, and you also see them, the tensioners, when they start to go, they'll bounce. You can watch in the belt, belt will slap.
Mm-hmm.
So as the tensioner wears out, the belts tend to slip and wear out quicker for sure.
And there are idler pulleys, the ones that seem to be made of plastic, the pulley actually wears down, causes a lot of problems.
It does,
A lot
and that's where you get damage to the backside of the belt also a lot
of
times.
Right, yeah. And then some of the noises we get, people keep throwing belts at it, but it's not the belt's problem. It's what the belt's running that's having the problem.
Yeah.
You need to take a step further. So we got tensioners, we got idler pulleys. It's a lot of things to look
at. We can have
at.
Bearings going bad and stuff, such as AC compressors, things like that, that will actually cause the belt to work harder, causing noise, et cetera, and drag on it. So
and
all those need to be checked.
And there is a difference in quality of belts.
No, say it isn't so.
Say it again. You get what you pay for.
You do.
Yeah. So that inexpensive belt that was purchased, installed, that doesn't go the distance.
If you have a belt with a name on it I've never heard before, that's a bad belt.
Don't get that belt.
Don't buy that belt. That's right. Don't buy that belt.
Now, if you're caught in a jam, you got to do what you got to do. But
A belt's a belt's a belt, right?
It's a belt.
That's right.
It's a pantyhose.
As the pantyhose. I was going to say, that's the same comparison.
Yeah. I haven't seen anybody wear pantyhose in a long time.
I haven't worn a pair of hose in so long.
Were the workout shorts or those workout legging pants?
Lululemon
bra strap or something.
That'd be an expensive belt fix.
Yeah.
Now, Lululemon's cost more than a serpentine belt in a lot of cases. I'm gonna be honest with you.
That's true.
That is not a cheap workout store. I'm pretty sure.
I'm a certified Pilates instructor, and Holly can teach yoga.
Yeah.
We're both certified in those areas. And we have lots of Lululemons, and I can attest to. Yeah.
Aren't those pants like more than $100 a pair or
something? They're a grip.
They're up there. I got all my Lululemon jackets screen printed with my company's logo on it. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, you like trusted that with a screen. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Hey, they make your behind look good though. Yeah, so
that's
Dan, good. You should get some make your behind
look
good.
The Lululemon pants get taxed more than belts, I'm sure. There's some that are real.
I'm all about those Lulus.
They're holding on for dear God.
That's supposed to firm the bottom.
Hey, if you do enough squats, then you should get a pair of Lululemon pants.
Dan, if you come in Lululemons and Ugg boots next week, we're gonna have a problem.
Hashtag basic.
It's only rainbow.
I'll get you a pumpkin spice latte. We'll be right there.
Whoa. You'll be looking real cute.
Can I
carry
my little Yorkie dog with
me? Yeah. Get a Michael Kors
Yeah, you're the Yorkie and a Michael Kors. All right, now we're having too much fun. We're picking on games. All right, folks, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break here real quick. Give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362 as you're listening to Auto Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
AM 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Brian, the founder of the West Automotive Group and the host of Auto Talk Radio, along with being the auto man on the CW San Diego. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. As a family-owned company for over 20 years, we consider every customer to be an extended member of our family. If you're looking for someone to take care of you and your vehicles, then you've come to the right place. Enjoy use of our free shuttle rides, home and to work, or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. West Automotive Group services and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications. You can enjoy peace of mind knowing that we also back every repair with some of the longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of the three San Diego facilities in Escondido, El Cajon, or Kearny Mesa. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed. That's westautomotivegroup.com.
This is Brent Wilsey, host of the Smart Investing Show on AM 760. 2019 is off to a good start, but after 2018 decline, you may be thinking, this is not going to last and the bottom is going to fall out. That is why you need to attend our workshop on Wednesday, March 27th at 6:30 in Scripps Ranch. We'll be showing how you should be investing now, also what investment mistakes people have made over the years and how you can avoid them. Seating is limited. Sign up on our website, smartinvesting2000.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-5008. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-5008. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-5008. 1-800-400-5008.
Do you have sleep apnea and you're tired of using your CPAP machine? Well, now you can stop snoring and get healthier without the CPAP. Unless you know the CPAP, how uncomfortable it is and how inconvenient it is and how difficult it is to travel with. It's just a pain in the butt to use. That's why I went to West Coast Sleep Solutions. Dr. Aniso, Dr. Henniger helped me become CPAP free. I actually skipped right over the CPAP step and went right to the oral appliance. Here's some actual patients. If you suffer from snoring or sleep apnea, definitely go see Dr. Henniger or Dr. Aniso. Another person said, West Coast Sleep Solutions saved my life. And that's accurate. That's not an exaggeration. Someone said, now I get a full night's sleep and wake up refreshed. This has made a dramatic improvement in my mood and health. Don't put this off any longer. There's a way better solution than the CPAP machine. West Coast Sleep Solutions. You can give them a call, 888-GO-SLEEP, 888-GO-SLEEP, 888-GO-SLEEP.
The new series, Roswell, New Mexico, will have you believing.
Did you believe me when I said I love you?
I have never wanted anything as much as I want to believe.
The alien invasion we need right now. Raves Entertainment Weekly.
Liz knows I'm an alien.
You can't ever be with her.
From the executive producers of The Vampire Diaries and The Originals.
How do you truly feel about me?
I feel alive.
lot of things.
Roswell, New Mexico.
Tuesday at 9, after The Flash, on the CW San Diego.
CBS News Update. The Mueller investigation is over. Now the wait is on to find out what the report says. CBS's Paula Reed.
A Justice Department official confirms special counsel Robert Mueller will not indict anyone else in this investigation. But the Attorney General William Barr is expected to reveal new information from the report in the coming days.
In a letter to the House and Senate Congressional Judiciary Committees, Barr wrote he may be in a position to advise of the special counsel's principal conclusions as soon as this weekend. President Trump and White House officials have not seen the report. The president is in Florida this weekend. CBS's Nicole Killian is following developments there.
A White House official says that some of the president's lawyers are here with him in Mar-a-Lago. A justice spokesperson says that the attorney general's chief of staff actually notified one of them shortly before the news broke yesterday.
CBS News Update. I'm Wendy Gillette.
Now from the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news. This is AM 760.
Friday is payday. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. Two locals scratched the right numbers on California Lottery scratcher tickets. Gabriela Reda bought a ticket at a 7-Eleven in Chula Vista worth $750,000. Jeremy De Los Reyes bought a $1 million ticket at a 7-Eleven in San Diego. San Diego police asking for the public's help in identifying a man who sexually assaulted a Talmadge woman in her home before dawn Friday. The man then robbed her, stole her car, and ditched it about a mile away. And San Diego residents can drop off used motor oil, oil filters, antifreeze, and car batteries at Miramar College starting at 9 a.m. This report sponsored by the Cosmopolitan Hotel and Restaurant in Old Town, San Diego. Old Town's Cosmopolitan Hotel and Restaurant offers afternoon tea in its restored 1870s-era Victorian setting. Tea at the Cosmo is served on weekends. Details at oldtowncosmopolitan.com. Cloudy, 53 degrees at Lindbergh Field, and the San Diego Seals topped the Saskatchewan Rush 13-12 last night in National Lacrosse League action at Pechanga Arena, San Diego. AM 760 KFMB, talk and breaking news.
All right, good morning, folks, again, and welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me today is my co-host, Mr. Dan Mulgrew, still. He's going to be wearing Lululemons next week. We'll take a picture. We're going to take a picture and put it up on the Auto Talk. We'll get 760 to put it up on there next to our picture for the Auto Talk Radio.
I'm a supporter of that.
Okay, I'm not quite sure this is going to happen, but we'll see how it plays out.
I'm not sure this is going to happen.
I can kind of be up for anything.
They have a great men's line.
They do. I actually have one of their jackets.
There we go. We're halfway there.
Oh, great. You get the jacket, and I got to wear the shirt.
I do not have any of the pants. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'll tell you what.
I kind of like night
shorts. In a dilemma with a fan belt, you'll be all set.
Those are way stronger than
you'll have to pick up Brian on the side of the road with his jacket.
Yeah. Gosh. Okay. Yeah. No, you I carry a spare belt with me. I'm okay.
Though. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sure, huh?
Yeah.
He's just driving around with spare parts in the back.
If you've seen what he drives, you'd understand.
Prepared at all times.
We're always driving around with hubs and tires for people's trailers.
I know. My wife laughs.
Actually, to be honest with you, you could load up a bunch of hubs and stuff and probably drive out like to Ocotillo Wells and Glamis.
We do it all the time.
I broke down alongside the road.
Yeah, like drive out to the racetrack.
Trailer.
Yeah.
We're there.
Speaking of, hey, folks, your trailer tires actually, although they don't wear out like car tires, they wear out by age. And when trailer tire blows out and you have a aluminum side trailer or whatever, what does it do, Dan?
It likes to rip things right off the ice.
It's
never nice.
I do about a couple hundred of those a year, actually, and they rip the sides off, clean up all the skirting, the underneath, the support belts, the lining underneath. So,
And it just amazes me. There's $100,000 worth of rolling stock in the trailer.
Yes.
And the guy takes care of that meticulously.
Oh, yeah. But his tires are 10 years old, 9 years old, cracked, dry.
Bearing failures, everything else.
Everything else,
Hey, and by the way, those trailers, if you drag them far enough with a bearing failure and heat them up enough, you can actually catch the trailer on fire.
Yes.
And then it burns to the ground.
It's really,
It's,
well, there's that.
Yeah.
There is that. No lie.
I put out hubs on the side of the road.
With yes.
Yep. And you're on the phone with Jake at State Farm.
Yeah. Once the tire gets on fire, it's over almost, unless you get it quick enough. Because, it will burn those things to the ground.
Your very own bonfire on the side of the road.
So it becomes an expensive bonfire when you have an expensive buggy or sand rail in there that you spend $100,000 on and it burns it all to the ground.
Yeah, and you got your 50 gallons guys, of fuel that just adds to it.
You better unhook from that bad boy and run once it gets going for sure.
Moral of the story is check your tires on your trailer.
Check your tires.
Your bearings.
Check your bearings. Yeah. Just call me
at Henry's Trailers. I'll come check it for you.
Holly will check your bearings for you. Come on by. So
I checked a couple yesterday, actually.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, before we get rolling here, folks, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. You guys are making me all look like nobody's listening. So Holly and Cameron probably won't come back now because they're all calling in. They're all, what? Nobody's even listening to this show.
It takes a little while.
It
but
does.
Sometimes. Not for me and you. How long we've been on?
Gosh. Your hair wasn't gray when we started, so.
Well, that's not from the show, my friend.
It's frosting. It's beautiful.
It's frosting.
Thank you.
And boy, won't you look good in your Lululemons with your frosted hair.
Wow.
So
all right, let me get through this.
Yeah.
1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. As we're getting sidetracked here quickly. I do have to remind you, the show is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there, and Dan nor myself, any of our facilities, we do not stock anything but Interstate Batteries. And if you were to check all our vehicles, on-road or off-road, motorcycles, cars, whatever, they all have Interstate Batteries in them for a simple reason. They are the highest quality battery out there. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefront at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. So you put Interstate Batteries in your trailers?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good
answer.
We
have a bunch of them in my shop.
I never asked you that before. Yeah. After I just asked you, I hesitated.
In my head, I'm going through everything that we have that has Interstate Batteries in it. My forklift. I mean, you name it. It's.
And they make batteries for everything. So yeah. The Can-Ams, everything.
Right.
So
yeah, they're in some of the dirt cars.
Yeah.
We stock a lot of them at my shop, too.
Yeah. And they have gel batteries and deep cycle. Our trailers, deep cycles, right? Just like marine batteries, same kind of idea. Yeah. But they make a battery for almost everything. And
they sure
are
do.
Truly the best batteries out there, without question. So there you go. So we're talking about belts this morning and wait for you folks to call in. I will run down real quick here. The show is also brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for over 26 years now, taking care of folks in North County. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, smog certified out there, taking care of folks for 5 years. And West Kearney, and that's in El Cajon, in your guys' area. Yeah, East County. West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right here in central San Diego. AAA approved, taking care of folks here for two years. And then Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions, which you have all heard is going to be...
We are joining forces, Brian.
Joining forces, yeah. Dan's going to brand in with me. West Miramar Automotive and Transmission after April 1st in that area. And so we're going to change the name of it and brand it into the West Automotive Group to make things simpler. The website, all that stuff, all going to be branded into the West Automotive Group.
We have the same philosophy, Brian, so it was time to put it together, folks.
It was. Yeah. So Dan, myself, all Dan's employees, my employees, we all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about, and you can take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis. If you think you have a transmission problem, we've saved a lot of people a lot of money. With today's cars, a lot of things can seem like a transmission problem that are not. If you think you have a transmission problem, get in for our CertiCare no-charge diagnosis. We'll check it out for you and make a determination what you have going on and go from there. Because knowledge is power. And when you know what's actually wrong with your car, then you can make an educated decision. No lie about that. Check us out at thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. And you can also see the Automan segments there. If you didn't catch them on the CW Morning News, they're all, you can link through there and see them all. Or Auto Talk, if you've missed any of the Auto Talk radio on Saturday mornings, you can click through and download all the podcasts. They're right there. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com or give us a call at 760-741-5323 up to Escondido. We are changing our Saturday hours in Escondido, 8 to noon. Used to be 7:30 to 2. We're kind of...
You're going to wind it down to 8 to 12.
So
receive cars, ship cars, checking people.
That's what we're going to do for Monday. Correct. Exactly. And give more employees more time off for their families, which is very important to me. So, but we'll still be here for Auto Talk Radio every Saturday morning. So you can definitely join us here. So the number up there to the Escondido store is 760-741-5323. And we get you directed from there. But this morning you can call us 1-800-760-KFMB. That's 1-800-760-5362. Call us about belts or anything automotive related, trailers, off-road racing. We got Holly and Cameron here with us this morning, so you know, they can ask all their questions.
I hope we didn't scare away all the male customers here with women that have knowledge over here. Call in. You've been listening to me and Brian too long.
I'll tell you. Oh, so a funny story. I have a girl named Jessica that works for me out in El Cajon, and she is well versed in cars. She's a service consultant for me, but she knows a lot about German cars. I mean, she's worked at German cars, so BMW, Audi, Mercedes. There was an older guy that had called in and talked to her, and then he called and left me a voicemail message. He's all, "This girl seems to know that works for you, thinks that she knows." And I called him back, and I'm all, "Hey, really nice. I got to be honest with you. Yeah. I'm a master automotive technician, and I talk to her, and sometimes she knows things about German cars that I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, so, you know, I often tell people, women in the automotive world or race world, whatever, you guys tend to be really good at what you do because there's a smaller portion of you.
Yes.
So yeah. And you just seem to know what's up. So you guys got a lot of knowledge. That is what it is. It doesn't matter. Female, male. My point is, if you know what you're talking about, you know what you're talking about. So thanks for joining the show this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for knowing what you know. And talking to you about the race transmissions the other day, I was all, oh, wow, yeah. And I've been in a transmission. Well, you know,
yeah.
I'd love to sell a $50,000 transmission. Never done it yet.
There's always a lot of transmissions in my life.
I know. I really don't want that to scare people. Yeah. That's no.
Well, you got to remember when you got a 1,000 horsepower truck.
Yeah, you got to remember that. That's our big gun.
It's got to do what it's got to do.
You need a trans. Well, and geez. I mean, what they spend, and we talked about, we have some friends in common. Jason, that used to work for me, builds race motors for a lot of these trucks and things like that up in North County. And so, you start talking and the communities, I mean, the same thing with automotive is kind of small, you know, like me and Dan start talking about automotive people, you know, where you're like, oh yeah, hey, you know, I met him here and there, and you may not know them really well, but you know of them and things like that. So it's the race world's the same thing.
Yeah. Too. Small, it's close knit. There's a lot of overlaps between our racing communities and, you know, San Diego in general.
Very family oriented. Yeah. Long time friendships, mm-hmm. long time business relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Dan, let's talk to Gary real quick. Gary, are you there?
You bet, Ryan.
What's happening, Gary?
Well, getting along with the Camaro pretty good, getting the engine all done for it, getting everything all done.
After you got done with those Chryslers, man, you moved right on to the Chevy, God. Didn't you?
You know, I'll tell you, it's a sad story. I saw a purple Challenger like mine driving around the other day, and I just thought, oh, my God.
Poor guy.
What did I get myself into by restoring my Camaro? Because, you know, the amount of money I'm sticking in my Camaro. And then I thought about it. You know, I've had my car since 1977. I can't look back. I'm only looking forward.
There you go.
The air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I would like to run R134 in it, with trying to get all the original lines on it and everything, is there any way I could bring it to you or anybody else and have R12 put in it?
Where are you going to find it? That's my question. They don't manufacture it.
I've been able to find some R12. I found a guy in Pennsylvania. He has some original GM bottles, you know, and I can buy them. You know, they're not cheap.
Still have the squeeze taps.
Yeah. That leak.
Yeah, here's the problem with that. Applying those to the car, the application to them, they tend to leak now. All the O-rings in the applicators have gone bad because we don't use them. Yeah. Haven't used them for years.
You're going to waste more than you get in a car.
Yeah, exactly. So you squeeze that can, and guess what happens? It goes out into the air, and then it's lost. And you're like, oh, well, that just cost me like $80 yeah. for that little 12-ounce can. So,
and
not,
with
not
a all you have is a couple different fittings for 134, Gary, and your system's still going to look true.
Yeah, yeah. Just change the application fittings in that. Put the proper oil in it, and you know what? I'd run a 134, and then when you do, and we know that AC systems leak here and there, the seals on them and stuff. So then it's not such a big deal to add to it later. I would just make it 134. That's my suggestion.
Well, the only problem I have with a 134, number one, I can't put on the original lines, you know, which do look original with all the original lettering. I was able to find some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't
you run the original lines?
Yeah.
No.
Trying to make it look original. You know, got to remember, Brian, Dan, in this restoration I'm going through, it's 100%.
Yeah, but you can run the original lines with that and run R134.
It's just a fitting we're changing.
Yeah.
Just retrofitting.
Oh, okay.
You can do all that. It's not a problem. Yeah, so you can do all that. Hey, Gary, we're going to have to take our last break.
No problem.
Talking to you, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Okay, thank you. Bye. All right, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. Dave, hold on. We'll get to you in just a second. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
It's Brian, the founder of West Automotive Group and the host of Auto Talk Radio, along with being the auto man on the CW San Diego. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. Whether your personal or fleet vehicle needs service or repair, West Automotive Group is San Diego's highest quality independent automotive and transmission service and repair facility. Our facilities maintain the industry's highest service standards. Enjoy use of our free shuttle service to and from work or low-cost rental vehicles while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired by our professional ASE-certified technicians. West Automotive Group services and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications. You can enjoy peace of mind knowing that we also back every repair with some of the longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis at one of our three San Diego facilities, located in Escondido, El Cajon, or Kearny Mesa. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed. That's westautomotivegroup.com.
As Californians, we know that an earthquake can strike at any time. Having a plan on what to do when the shaking starts is vital. The only thing better would be to also receive an alert that the shaking is coming. Earthquake experts and public safety officials in California are developing an earthquake early warning system. Even a few seconds of notice could allow you to take action. For more information on the future of earthquake early warning, go to calalerts.org. Sponsored by the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, aired by the California Broadcasters.
About 60% of your body is water. Quality water is extremely important to your health and your well-being for you and your whole family. Vibrant Water offers their aquifer system for the ultimate in treating your water in your home. And these systems are manufactured right here in Vista, family-owned business. There's no carbon filter, which means no wasted water, no electricity needed. Removes unhealthy chlorine, trace heavy metals, bacteria from the water, and provides all the benefits of softened water without having to use salt, and doesn't put a precious drop of water down the drain. And there's no valves requiring service. Any moving parts means things are going to break. There are no moving parts here, just rare earth metals and magnets. And the special filters last 2 to 3 times longer than the competitors. For more information on how you can have great water in your home, call Vibrant Water, 760-734-5755. And just mention Mike Slater, and you get a special discount. 760-734-5755. 5755 for this great family-owned business, Vibrant Water.
It's the huge March sales event at Semper Solaris. Save up to $6,000. Zero down, zero payments until 2020. Local and veteran-owned, Semper Solaris is your solar, roofing, and battery storage solution. Declare your energy independence with Semper Solaris. Looking for a Tesla Powerwall battery? We've got them. Call now, 888-539-8563, or go to SemperSolaris.com.
New customers only on approved credit. Some restrictions may apply. Offer ends 3/31/19. CSLB 978152.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down.
At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
AM 760 KFMB.
All right. All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We appreciate y'all joining us this morning. Boy, the hour's flown by.
We need to lock Mr. Will Ciel.
Oh, you're going to lock
him? Oh, there he is. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, Brett. Yeah. How's it going?
Hey.
Smart Investing shows up next, but Dan says he's going to blockade the door and we're going to stick around for another hour. So, you're going to try to jump in here? He says he's coming in one way or another. Anyway, no, stay tuned for sure for the Smart Investing Show, which is up next. Without question, Brent and Chase, we'll see. These guys surely can tell you what to do with your money. Very smart guys. Tell you what to do with your money to make money, right? Yep, there you go. So definitely stay tuned from them. We appreciate everybody joining us. We're going to real quick grab Dave here in Los Angeles. He's got a question for the ladies. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, hey, just a question for the young lady that reaches IMCAs.
Hi.
And just a question if she's ever got as far north as Ventura or Bakersfield or even as far as Santa Maria, because I think those tracks are better than anything you see in the Midwest.
Yeah, we actually, my husband, maybe you saw us at a race, is Rolls-Royce Henry is his driver's name. Raced Baco a bunch. We didn't get to it too much last year, but we've raced Baco. Santa Maria, we've ran the Nick up there runs a great track, nice, super nice guy. Royce has ran Ventura, but I haven't got to go up that way yet. We've gone all the way up to Cottage Grove in Oregon, Abilene, Texas. So you could catch all of our schedule on Facebook too. Holly with an I, Holly Henry, and then Rolls Royce Racing. But yeah, we go to all those tracks, and I've been trying to, you know, obviously you love it too. I've been trying to promote them and get them out there so people know, because they are a blast, aren't they? So fun.
Those tracks are better than anything I think you ever see in the Midwest.
I agree. We've been keep talking about going to Boone, but we get to race year round. We don't get snow. I always try and get those Midwest. They do come out and race Arizona with us, like at the Mod Tour and stuff. But Bakersfield and Victorville isn't running, but there's KC Peace. I just had a race last night. Robbie Sawyer, who's a Bakersfield driver, he won last night there. So Kern County. There's a lot of great tracks out there, and I really encourage the families to look into it and check it out because it's so fun.
Great low-cost entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. And you could be there all night. Some have beer and concessions. Others are BYOB, but it's a blast.
There's some campgrounds too, right?
Yeah, most of them do have campgrounds.
Pull the trailer up and
surely great family fun. And even if you don't race, I mean, you just want to go out and see the race. It's great, and it can be a great Friday or Saturday night. Usually, is when you guys run all
Saturday
nights, right?
There will be some 2-day shows at some tracks. Like I said, Cocoa Paw's got one. Uh-huh. But yeah, if you've been going to those tracks, definitely check out Cocoa Paw in Yuma. It's amazing. I have a blast there, and I interview and I go up there in the stands and talk to fans and stuff too.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Dave. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a
great
day,
talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Ladies, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Look forward to having you back for sure. San Diego, everybody else out there, thanks for tuning in and listening as always to Auto Talk Radio. We'll be back next Saturday, of course. Dan's going to be wearing his Lululemons.
So, thank God it's radio.
Pictures will be on. Pictures will be on Facebook. No worries. Okay. No worries.
We got this.
Social media.
Yeah, there you go. Dan. Everybody out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. A good way to sit, to stay and be safe. We do appreciate you listening. We will be back next Saturday, as I said. And if you've missed any of the Auto Talk radios, just log on to westautomotivegroup.com and you can get them from there. Up next is a Smart Investing with Brent and Chase. They all look dapper and ready to roll this morning, so they'll be taking over from here. Everybody take care. This has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
AM 760 KFMB.
Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions Test and Repair Facility employs ASE certified technicians to handle all of your automotive needs. Owner Dan Mulgrew has been in business for over 30 years and can be heard as the co-host of Auto Talk Saturday mornings on KFMB. Many satisfied customers have been taking the time to document their experiences with Miramar 76 Service Center.
Laura B. writes, my father and I have been bringing our cars to Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission for 10 years, and they have always been honest, professional, and reasonably priced. While I was in college, they were even great about helping me decide which repairs needed to be done and which ones I could wait on. Dan and his team have taken great care of us and our cars. This is just one of many satisfied customer reviews. Get your vehicle checked today before a minor repair becomes a major repair. Call Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions, 858-457-5716, or visit Miramar76.com.
What's next? All you need to know. AM 760 KFMB San Diego.